Alleluia, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you again for your encouragement, your inspiration again this morning. Lord, we thank you that you sent Jesus, he appeared to destroy the works of the devil. Thank you, Lord, he done this as he discipled his disciples and gave them answers for problem, light for darkness, and I thank you that he died for us all, and he is still ruling and reigning now, giving us answers for problem, light for darkness. So I thank you, Jesus, that you are here to overcome the lies of the devil, and you give us life and life in abundance. So I thank you, Father God, for this chapter that we've been going through, Lord, where it says, behold, what manner of love has been made available to us. So thank you, Lord, for your great love that has appeared and that is here, and it's for us all in the form of your Son, yourself, the Holy Spirit, and all your wonderful promises and your angels. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 John 3, verse 8 to 11. God's Son appeared for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. Those born from God don't practice sin because God's DNA remains in them. They can't sin because they are born from God. This is how God's children and the devil's children are apparent. Everyone who doesn't practice righteousness is not from God, including the person who doesn't love a brother or sister. This is the message that you heard from the beginning. Love each other.
Hallelujah. Powerful portion of scripture, you know, and here it just points out, you know, we have been born from above, like Jesus said, unless you're born again, you will not enter the kingdom. Unless you're born again, you will not see the kingdom. So the beauty of us now being in the kingdom, born again by the Spirit of God, who knows the thoughts of God, it's so important we partake as we're doing this morning, and we are drawing closer every day because Jesus is ruling and reigning to destroy the works of the evil one totally, completely, that the kingdom of God come on earth as it is in heaven, totally and completely. So we in this beautiful victory parade, you can say, and just it's so important, as I just prayed this morning, that we awake to this love, this amazing love, this perfect love that casts out all fear. And then as we wake up for this love, there is something that is so important, and it's, and Jesus tells us in that prayer, if we don't love others and we don't walk in love, we don't receive love. We can't walk in the love. So this amazing love that has brought heaven to us, the kingdom of God, that has brought the destiny and the inheritance that was laid up in heaven for us, everything, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the angels, they're all there to help us now in the kingdom. But if we're not going to walk in love, we lose all that. This is God making available new answers, new life in every way. Love in its best and in the greatest love, the agape love of God to us. But it's so important that we take hold of this love, but then we also share this love in word and in deed. Don't just love in word, but also in deed. And that is so important. And this is why it's just so wonderful. When you're tapping into this love and you're embracing it, yes, it's too good to all people, especially the household of faith, but also for everyone else. So, guys, mercy has come. Mercy triumphs over judgment. And those who don't walk in mercy don't receive mercy. So stay in the mercy and make it available for everyone else. Why? Because one died for all. And so all died. And so the love of God must compel us now, motivate us to, yeah, just stay in the love, give it to others, share it. It's freely given to us. It needs to be freely given. And when you let that flow and you let love flow, God just brings more love into the scenario, into your heart, into your life. He pours his love into your heart through the Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.